And again, Kathy Dawes, along with a couple folks from Fort Riley, talking about Fall Apple Day Festival. And we have Pie Queen Pam Kitsitsit with us today. And I know we, of course, just talked to Ron Stewart quite a bit about some of the other activities. But Pam, you are Pie Queen.
One of the Pie Queens.
Yes, one of the Pie Queens. So what is a Pie Queen?
A Pie Queen is basically a fancy way of saying apple pie coordinator. And we're responsible for making sure that start to finish, these pies get onto the field. So we basically have to make sure the lab is secured, all the inspections are done, we have enough volunteers to come out and help us, and that the pies are put together and ready to go.
Well, I've been doing this for 16 years as people have come in. I think Fall Apple Day Festival, it's been going on that long, hasn't it, Ron?
Yes, this will be the 31st anniversary.
But I've never been able to get that recipe out of anybody, Pam.
You can always come out and volunteer.
Yeah, and I do. I think you do sometimes provide, you know, how much this and that and the other that you need. I mean, some of the basic ingredients we know about.
Yes, ma'am,
of course,
we do have
But tell us about the pies, and there's so
much history involved. Yeah, so there's many legends around these apple pies, but from my understanding, there actually used to be apple pies in the immediate area, and Libby Custer, who was General Custer's wife, would go out and pick apples, bake apple pies for her husband, you know, and present it to him on, you know, after coming back from a long trip or something. And eventually, I guess they were shared. And we were lucky enough to end up with that recipe and be able to share it with everybody now.
So how many pies are you making?
We are making 1,500 pies this year.
That's incredible. And as I was mentioning before, I think you are allowed to tell us how many apples and pounds of sugar. Maybe if somebody's really good at math,
yes,
they can figure out the recipe on their
Absolutely.
Own.
We did have the figures for that. We will be using 9,240 apples, which is basically 104 boxes of 88 apples, 200 pounds of butter, 880 pounds of sugar, 355 pounds of flour, and 25 pounds of cinnamon.
Oh, my.
So no calories there.
That kitchen, I would love, it'd be interesting to see. And how do you go about getting them all baked? I mean, because there's, I'm sure, a process involved. It sounds like an assembly line almost. I mean.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We have six stations in the culinary lab, and this is how the secret supposedly never gets out. And you come in and you basically sign up for a particular station, and that's what you're manning that day along with other individuals. And they're, you know, from the topping to peeling the apples to slicing them, putting the cinnamon and sugar, and then completing the pies and wrapping them.
And how do you, you kind of mention all that and how you get them baked. Are you still needing volunteers?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. You can go to www.FortRileyHistoricalSociety.org, and there is a link on there for Apple Days. And you can sign up right there through the Sign Up Genius. And please don't forget to get your food handler's card. That is of key importance. You cannot come out and volunteer without it. And the link is also on that site for the food handler's card.
How difficult is it to get that?
Takes like 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, is that all?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm thinking back in years past, and I think a lot of times you'll have celebrities or, I mean, various governmental officials, that kind of thing. Is that still the way that works?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We still have people coming out. So we have the commanding general and his command sergeant major coming out. We have the garrison commander and his command sergeant major coming out. We have FRG groups, family readiness groups that are coming out. We got lucky this year and got both of our mayors at the same time coming out to volunteer with us. So Phyllis Fitzgerald, who is with Junction City, and Usha Redding, who is with Manhattan, will be with us one of the evenings.
Of course, she's just recently passed mayor, but still, I know Linda Morse just taking over that role
right
recently. So, and I know they've had a pretty good relationship going with that, so that's good to know. Now, when somebody gets around to ordering this pie, there's a process involved there, too. I think there's actually forms that are available, but I'll let you explain.
Yes, ma'am. You can order them through a form, or actually we also have a link on the same website where you can go right online and use the square and order the pie there. If you pre-order them by tomorrow, they are only $11. On the day of Apple Days, they will be $13 for a frozen pie and $14 for a baked pie. So please pre-order them.
Well, and I'm hoping you get lots of pictures because I'm just trying to picture the commanding general with his food handling license and putting the pie together.
Oh, yes, ma'am. PAO will be out there in full force. We will get you a picture.
Well, talk about what the sales, and they actually, the money raised does go to a very, I mean, other than just paying for the ingredients, I'm guessing, it goes to support a lot of things that go on there on post. I'll let you explain more what where that money goes.
It goes right back into the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley, and it goes to maintain the historical things of Fort Riley. So we've done many monuments. We've recently done some signs in front of the buildings on post and things of that nature just to preserve our history on Fort Riley.
Well, how do you get to be a pie queen?
You volunteer.
So have you been involved in the process before? Or?
Yes, ma'am. Last year I was here, and I got to go through the whole process of being on the other end and just being a volunteer to come in and make the pies. And this year it's from a very different angle. And it's really nice to be part of something bigger than yourself. It's actually pretty interesting, everything that goes into this day that you don't realize behind the scenes.
You know, it's interesting, too, and they're not difficult to make once you do buy one of these. It's you keep them frozen, I'm remembering, and there is definitely an instruction little piece of paper that tells you exactly what to do, and as long as you follow those directions, there's no problem at all.
Yes, ma'am. See? And there's also ingredients listings in case anybody has allergies.
Oh, and that's important probably, too, yes. But, I mean, you can freeze them until Thanksgiving, I think I've done before. So as long as you freeze them, they're all ready for when you have a big family gathering or that type of thing. So good to know. Well, anything else you want to say about the pie specifically? I know Ron probably has a lot more to talk about the festival itself and different things going on, too. But anything else you're kind of wanting to share with the folks out there?
No, just please come out and join us. It's going to be a wonderful event. It's in the midst of the 1st Infantry Division celebrating their 100-year anniversary, so it's going to be extra special this year, a bigger part of history, so please come out and join us.
Now, we had mentioned the volunteers are often kind of celebrity-type volunteers, various governmental officials. If I'm just a regular person out there, can I still help?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Come on out and join us.
And other than the food handler license, no prerequisites or anything like that at all? Don't have to be living out on post or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, very good. Well, back to Ron. Let's get, again, we have with us Ron Stewart, coordinator of the Fall Apple Festival. And I know we barely touched on some of the different things that are going on. Let's go back over those a little bit, too.
Okay.
And I know that, how does the pie eating contest come to think about it now that we just talked, of course, to Pam, how that is conducted and who takes part in that?
The FMWR, they run that particular piece, and it's on the stage. Initially, the first contest, that's usually the kids. It takes a while to get the adults into it. And then they get on stage. No hands are allowed to use this. And it's all face eating into the pie contest. And then pretty much by the afternoon, that's when you got the adults. They really want to show out at that time.
I didn't realize it was done that way. That's a question I didn't know the answer to, but that's fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be fun to watch.
Oh, it is. It is. When that person comes up and they have that the sugary stuff all over their face, oh, yeah, that's classic right there.
Well, as you mentioned, too, I mean, there's just all kinds of expo. There's the expo tent, entertainment that just goes on nonstop, community health experience. I guess there's a wellness tent. I don't think we talked about that earlier.
Yes, there's a wellness tent that's run by MedAct, and that pretty much part right there, they are disseminating information about the capabilities of the new hospital and what they can do for their community and the soldiers in the area.
Now, I know you talked earlier about the static display that kids, I think, can go and climb around and kind of check things out, but there's also the high-mobility multi-purpose wheel vehicle. You could actually get rides, it looks like.
Yes, that's the Humvee ride.
That okay.
Is, right, so we do have one Humvee in the static display. They will not be able to ride in that particular one. They could get in it, but that there will be no vehicle movement in that area. But in the Humvee rides, in a different location and closed course, they will be able to ride in that. Two people in the rear, one person sitting in the turret, you know, pretty much. For military people, that's name take defilade. That's where you sit, and anything above your shirt pocket and up will be exposed from the vehicle. And that gives the individual a feel of how it feel riding out in the vehicle, exposed in elements like that.
Now, I imagine you've been doing this a few years. Are there some that are kind of favorites that you can tell people tend to gravitate toward the most when it comes to some of the different activities and displays?
Some of the items that's not listed is we have a cutout of an apple. And in the apple, we have holes in there where people can take pictures of themselves with their families and things like that. So That is a favorite. We don't advertise it, but everybody gravitates to that particular one. The Pie Queens, when they move about, people like taking pictures with the Pie Queens. And we always try to capture that moment when it happens. We don't let the Pie Queens know. We take the pictures of it. They just Thank see you. It later. They just see it later. And we get some beautiful pictures out of that. So.
Well, I'm back to the Pie Queens, too. And now, do you ever run out of pie or come close to running out?
Yes, ma'am. Last year, we did sell out by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So we encourage you to come out early and get your pie or pre-order it so you have it guaranteed.
So have you adjusted the amount that you make according to when that happens, or how does that work?
No, we've pretty much stuck to 1,500 according to last year because we only have 4 days to make them, 1 day to bake the pies that we need to bake for that day. And so it's kind of a tight schedule as we only have 3 shifts.
Never thought of that. That's just kind of a finite amount that you could make in that amount of time, I guess.
Absolutely.
So, well, again, one more time, Ron, tell us the wheres. And, of course, we know the wheres, Fort Riley Post. Right. But, I mean, kind
it'd
of the
be,
wins.
It'd be on Fort Riley. It'd be at Artillery Prairie, Sturgis Field, and Tuttle Park. One of the things I didn't mention is that for parents who have little babies, we will have a diaper-changing booth out there. And also it serves as a nursing station. So if you're worrying, or if anyone out there worrying about bringing their little ones, there's a location that we have out there for someone to change their little babies and kids, stuff like that. And then we also instituted over the years, we learned that over the sidewalks, we have handicap ramps. So we built handicap ramps out there so strollers or anyone in a wheelchair, they can easily move about from one location to the next.
Wonderful. I'm sure every year you learn new things and kind of add things on as you go along. So
right. So last year we advertised that we would be using golf carts to transport people from the parking area to the main area. So this year we have a little shuttle bus to take people from the parking into the main event.
Very good. Well, sounds like so much fun. Thanks to both of you for stopping by and sharing with us today. And again, we've had Fall Apple Day Festival Fort Riley coordinator, and that's Ron Stewart, and also Pam Kitsitsit, and she is one of the Pie Queens, and appreciate. But do we need to mention the other Pie Queen real quickly?
Yes, Maggie Gray, my co-partner. Okay. She's amazing.
Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by. We're going to take a break, and we come back. John Briggs of the Kanza Prairie will be joining us. You're listening to In Focus.